This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Christina?
Yes.
We're entering into the dog days.
Oh.
The first part of August, right? The dog days, lazy days before school starts, but temperatures are going to be as hot perhaps as they will be all year. Supposedly, dog days mean things slow down. Not here, at least not this year.
Not when things are picking back up.
That's right.
There are plenty of things to keep in mind as we enter August. Tickets go on sale Thursday, August 1st. That's just in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
For the 66th annual Original Ozark Folk Festival in Eureka Springs. It will take place October 23rd through the 27th. This Original Ozark Folk Festival will feature the Barefoot Ball, Queen's Contest, a parade, arts and crafts exhibitions, free music at Basin Spring Park, and as the main show, the festival will host the internationally acclaimed Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour in the historic Eureka Springs Auditorium. Woodsongs will be taping two shows for airing to listeners and viewers on over 500 radio stations around the world, including KUAF.
I think, yes, including KUAF. We have it on Saturday afternoons.
I think at 2.
Absolutely, yeah. At 2. And Michael Jonathan, who's the host, I think we're going to have here, we're working it out so he can actually come in and sit in with us for an Ozarks at Large at that time as well.
Good deal.
Thursday night. So tickets for that go on sale Thursday morning, then Thursday night, the first night of August. Students from the Fayetteville Music Factory will perform at First Thursday on the Fayetteville Square. The Music Factory students will be on the main stage from 5 until 5:30 Thursday night, followed by Trout Fishing in America at 5:45. Then Joe Giles and the Home Wreckers closing out the evening. They'll be playing music 7 to 9. Plus, over 50 local artists will be exhibiting on the square. In addition to the live music, there will be kids' activities, a wine walk, and a charity beer garden. Several galleries on the downtown square will feature extended hours and new exhibits as well.
Where is that main stage?
It's on the square.
It is on the square.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And registration is now open for the Winslow Half Marathon and 5K run September 14th.
We should do that.
We really should.
Okay.
It's a gorgeous route, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And it's considering where you are, relatively flat. Mm-hmm. As flat as they can make it.
All right. We've been saying that for a while, though, mm-hmm. that we need to run a race together.
We have.
All right. The early registration deadline is August 31st. We have a month to think about it. Mm-hmm. Regular registration deadline is September 13th. Winslow Community Development Council, a local nonprofit, started the race in 2011 to raise funds for area nonprofit organizations. With a population of about 400 people, this small rural community is often overlooked by area organizations servicing larger cities. Last year's race raised $9,000 for nonprofits serving the town. This year's race will again offer chip timing for the 5K and half marathon runners. Runners will also receive a commemorative t-shirt, lunch hosted by Winslow Community Meals, and free admission to the 31st annual WinFest Music Festival. Winners will receive special medals. You can learn more at winslowrun.com.
Saturday night, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will give away a special sinker lunch box. Sinker is one of the mascots there. First 2,000 kids, you got to be a kid, in attendance Saturday will receive the one-of-a-kind lunch box featuring the natural sinker, the lake creature, courtesy of Great Day Farms. Gate Saturday night, open at 6, first pitch 7 between the Nats and the Tulsa Drillers. They happen to be the AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies.
The Fayetteville Public Library will host two public meetings to gather feedback and input on future library services and expansion this Sunday at 3 and Monday at 5:30 in the Walker Community Room at the library.
Speaking of the Walker Community Room, two live events for KUAF coming up next month in August as well from the Walker Community Room.
Roots Festival.
That Friday of the Roots Festival, which Friday the 22nd or 23rd, yeah. Whatever that Friday, our noon show live again this year. And then
Sunday,
that's
Tales
Sunday,
from the South.
Right, Tales from the South will be live. That will be at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon of the Roots Festival, again from the Walker Center.